Hello, Garland Coulson, Captain Time here, and I have a question for you. Is your onboarding process more like waterboarding? The idea for this video came from a client, and I was talking to a client, and I was saying, "Well, gee, during your onboarding process, didn't they show you which tools they wanted you to use for this?" And my client kind of snorted and said, "Onboarding? My experience was more like waterboarding." And for those of you not ex familiar with it, waterboarding is a form of torture. So you don't want your onboarding to be torturous. So let's talk about how to make it better. So what is onboarding? Onboarding is your process of orientation for your new employees. So it's bringing them up to speed on company policies, procedures, their benefits, reporting, who they report to, their product knowledge, anything they need to be a success. So this is a really key thing that's happening. You've spent a lot of money to hire a new person, so you want to make sure that they're going to be able to do the job. So how do we make onboarding easy? First off, make sure there's somebody in your organization who is responsible overall for the general onboarding, for bringing them on board, having them learn about the company, your organization, having them learn about benefits, all those basic things you need to know, where the bathroom is, the basics, hours of work, how they get paid, compensation, who they go to in certain cases. Who they report to, who they talk to about human resources issues. So you want to make sure someone's responsible for that. You want a second person, may not be the same person responsible, for specific job orientation and training. So how do they do their job? How do they build their skills for the job? What kind of training library do you have or other courses do you have that they can access to get better at what they're doing? And it helps to have a good quality orientation process library so that you have a library that every employee can access. This orientation library should have general information for new hires, information about the company policies and procedures, safety, bullying and harassment, how they're supposed to deal with media. And I strongly recommend you look at creating a video how-to library or at least some sort of a process documentation system. So let's talk about some of the tools you can use for this. There's a ton of tools out there, and it really doesn't matter what you use as long as you make sure that it's in place and it's going to have all the processes there. So a good one is Process Street. It's built for processes, so that's what it's meant for. It gives you a really easy way to add videos and screenshots and documentation all into a library. I often use Notion.so, which is like a wiki plus database system. Works great for creating this. Microsoft OneNote also works very well, easy to grab and embed, screenshots and the rest. I often use Loom for video processes where I need to connect with other people online, where I need to share a link. It allows me to really quickly do a video capture of how to do something. And I throw the links then into Process Street or Notion, or you could throw them in OneNote. So again, it doesn't matter which one you use, but these are just a few tools to look at. So what if your employer doesn't have an onboarding process? You're going to need to create your own in this case and start asking, what do I need to know? Find out about breaks, vacation policies, who do you call if you're sick? Find out if there's any policies and procedure manuals and read them, if they exist. Find out who the company safety officer is, know who the human resources officer, person is so that you can, find out about the human resources and benefits. Make sure you know who you report directly to and who their supervisor is in case you might need to talk to someone over their head about something. And make sure you have a clear job description so you know what you should be focusing on. If need be, you might need to infer this from what people are asking you, then maybe put it in bullet point form and take it to your supervisor at some point and say, just trying to get my job description clear. Are these the priority things I should be focusing on? If you need help developing your onboarding system, I'd be happy to consult with you. Just contact me, Garland Coulson, at captaintime.com. Thanks for listening. Please hit the like and subscribe button to encourage me to keep doing more videos like this.